Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Westin Minneapolis. My name is Scott Brown. I'm the Director of Corporate Communications for True North Sports and Entertainment. It has been a very hectic few weeks since we made the announcement on May 31st, but today is a very significant day in the history of the new franchise for NHL hockey here in Winnipeg. We will begin today with the announcement of our first head coach in franchise history, and of course the night will end with the announcement of the first draft pick in the franchise's history. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the Executive Vice President and General Manager of True North Sports and Entertainment, Mr. Kevin Cheveldayoff.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's again, it's my pleasure to be standing in front of all of you today. Obviously, making a historic announcement like this is something that brings great excitement to myself. All along, we have talked that we were going to conduct a process that was going to be a thorough process. It was going to be something that both Zinger and myself, you know, spent a lot of time on, a lot of discussion. Interviewing some very, very good and qualified candidates. Again, keeping in mind that we wanted to find a guy that was going to be the right fit for our organization moving forward. And again, it is very exciting for me to be standing here, you know, knowing how strongly we feel that we have found that guy and that the group of young players that we have moving forward, the young players that we're going to be drafting here today, are going to be coached by a guy that is a tremendous leader, a person who spends a lot of time at getting to know each and every individual player, a coach that over the course of our due diligence that we talked to many, many players who have played for him and coached by him that said the dressing room was a fun place to be. It was a place where we enjoyed coming to the rink, that on the bench we enjoyed playing for him, and that he was a fair and kept everybody accountable. So without further ado, it's my distinct honor and pleasure to announce the first head coach for the Winnipeg Hockey Club, Mr. Claude Noel.
Thanks, Chevy. First of all, I'd like to thank Mark Chipman and David Thompson and Zinger and Kevin for having the faith and the trust in me that I can certainly lead this team. I'm tremendously excited. I'm very pleased to get this opportunity. I see some good things ahead for our hockey club when I watch this play on the tape, and I've watched quite a few games of the players. It's really really exciting to see some of the both young players and veteran players and what we have here. And I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us to really do some good things, and I'm really excited about that. And what brings me complete excitement for me is the fact that I'm working with such a fine group of people. I'm familiar with the people in True North. I'm familiar with the management staff, and I really look forward to working together with them. And I really look forward to building a good, tight team that's going to play hard and going to play for each other, and we look to have a lot of success ahead of us.
Okay, we will have a question and answer from the floor. So since we are being broadcast, if you want to raise your hand, and then Kaylin can get you the microphone, just please identify who you're with, your name, and who your question is directed towards. First question, Mr. Weeb.
Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun. Claude, what was your first reaction when you were told the news?
Well, First of all, I was shopping at a superstore in Winnipeg with my wife and my son, and I leaned over on a can of tomatoes and thought, oh, it took about a minute before they decided to tell me, do you have it or are you not going to be the guy? So I was both nervous, and when I got the news, I was extremely excited. There was a lot of emotion. It was, you know, I've gone through this process a few times, and I'm a little older, and I thought, geez, I hope my day's coming, and I thought my day would come, and I was extremely excited. I can't wait to get started. I can't tell you how happy I am. And I know one thing, in my world, there's a high level of joy, and we'll be dealing with a lot of that this year, we hope, especially with wins ahead of us.
Who has the microphone? Yeah, in the back.
Ezra Ginsberg, Illegal Curve. I have one question for you. What's your first goal in getting acclimatized with the new team?
Well, there's a few things we have to do. I think, you know, there's a couple of things. I'm going to have to contact the players somewhere here soon and start talking to them a bit. But I have to sit down with management staff and see, you know, what direction we'd all like to take and how we're going to take this task on. There's a lot of things to do. You know, you've got assistant coaches, you've got a staff you've got to build, and you've got players you've got to contact. And there's some real things that we have to deal with. Our players are moving into a new city, a new country, and some aren't used to those things. So we've got a lot of work to do. But I think I'm really looking forward to the challenges. There's going to be some challenges ahead, but I think that's what a coach looks forward to doing, is finding solutions to these challenges. And so for me, it's all good. It's all great.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Hey, Claude. Ben Kuzma from the Vancouver province. What makes you more confident this time around, just through your experience in Manitoba with the Moose and getting back into the show and the coaching?
Well, I've always had confidence. It's not a matter of lack of confidence for me. I've always had confidence in my abilities to coach. I think that, and we talked about this, this is a different deal. You're coaching in Canada. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to coach up there for a year, although it's the American League. But still, the fans in Winnipeg are really enthusiastic and very passionate, and the media is a whole different ball game. But for me, I'm a confident guy. And if I was a young coach at 38, 40 years old, maybe it's a little different task, but I'm a little older and more seasoned. I've gone through some ups and downs, and which I think are really healthy and really good. So for me, I feel really good about my abilities and what I'm able to do, and I really feel confident that I'm able to lead this group in the direction we want to go. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a tremendously passionate coach, and when I played, I had the same type of passion. I have it in summer hockey, and I got to play with Mark Chipman, and he's tough because he's a defenseman. And when I play against him, you know, I can't go around him. It's difficult anyway, but for me, it's I'm confident in my abilities to do this job, and I feel very good about this.
Back there.
Question, Joey Kenward from Team Radio in Vancouver for Kevin. Two questions, actually. There have been a lot of coaches who have had a success in the American League level that have now moved up to the NHL ranks. You've been involved in the AHL for a number of years. Can you talk about the decision to go with someone that didn't have a lot of head coaching experience? And secondly, there have been a lot of rumors circulating this morning that your franchise is going to announce a new team tonight here in Minnesota. Can you confirm if that's indeed the case?
The first question, obviously, I've known Claude from the standpoint of competing against him for many, many years, at the American Hockey League level. The American Hockey League level is a tremendous, tremendous place for the development of players, but an even more so a great place for development of management and coaches, because the American Hockey League level, you know, you are forced to do many, many things. You have to do a lot of different. You don't have the infrastructure and the staff that you do. You have the luxury of the National Hockey League level. But I think more so, what made it very intriguing for me when we talked about Claude was the fact that we do have a young group of players. We have a group of players that their best years are ahead of them, that do need someone that can teach, someone that can bring them together as a group, someone that can take the sum and make it greater. Every time that my teams ever played against Claude, that's what they were. They were always teams that were well organized. They were always teams that they competed greater than the sum of their parts, which again, it's an important thing. And when we did talk to a lot of the different players that played for him, you know, to a man, they all said that he held us accountable. He let us play. It was a fun place to play. It was an environment that fostered learning. It was an environment that fostered team togetherness. And for me, that's a key ingredient to winning a championship. With respect to the naming situation, that's an ongoing process. That's something that it's been something that a lot of time, a lot of thought has been put into it. Just like any decision that is made, you don't make a decision just for the sake of doing it. But we're here to talk about the coach right now.
Couple more, Dan.
Thanks. Dan Dunleavy from Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Coach, congratulations. Not many coaches get this opportunity where game one is going to feel like a playoff game and the atmosphere almost, you can perhaps say games 1 through 20. And as a coach, I'm interested in how you will, as Kevin talked about, organization, young team, all the energy that's going to be flowing through those guys, and they've got a job to do.
Well, it's going to be really a lot of fun for us. I mean, it's going to be a lot of excitement in the building and around the building and stuff. I think you have to, when you're dealing with a lot of emotion, you have to try to use controlled emotion if you can. You got to try to enjoy the moment and enjoy what you're going through. I think it's going to be a special time. I just don't think you can overcoach a situation and make people nervous, and we got to do everything all in one game or two games or 10 games. You know, you have to trust that your players are ready. You got to prepare them and don't overcoach them and just make them feel comfortable. It's an enjoyable time. It's an enjoyable time to be an NHL player in Winnipeg, an NHL player, period, and for me being an NHL coach. And I think my experience and my demeanor is not one that I am going to make the players nervous and try to get them to win the Stanley Cup in game one. So let's just take one thing at a time. We'll be prepared for it. We've got a training camp, and I think there's steps that you follow through camp, and you get yourself prepared, and you look forward to it. Let's have some fun. Let's look forward to competing. So I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Hey, Claude. Back here. You talk a bit about your relationship with the Vancouver Canucks, obviously. You coach their farm team. And secondly, a lot of guys want to be head coaches in the NHL but need to go to the A to learn how to teach and win. Yeah. Talk a bit about your experience with the Canucks, and more importantly, what advice would you give a coach who wants to go to the A as maybe a stepping stone to becoming an NHL head coach?
Well, my relationship with the Vancouver was 1 year, and it was great. I mean, watching you know, our young guys develop. We had a fair amount of first-year players there, and our young guys develop. And in the Canadian environment, which was really good, and working with the Vancouver people, I mean, the staff is fabulous, and they have a great open communication relationship with the people down in Winnipeg. So I thought the relationship was great. I love working there with them. The route for a coach through the American League, I think, is a really good area because there's a real direct connection with the National Hockey League, and you got a lot of balls to juggle in the American League. And, you know, my road has taken me in different areas from the East Coast League to the American League to the National League and then back again to the American League. And I think all those experiences for me and going back actually from the National League back to the American League was a really good step for me. It showed, when I went to Columbus, it showed me what you needed to do to play in the National Hockey League, among other things. There's a lot. It's a different animal, the National Hockey League, than the American League. But I think you get very well prepared. The coaches now in the National Hockey League are excellent. Everyone is very well prepared, and it's the same thing in the American League. Now you, pretty much every team, and maybe 10 years ago you might have 8, 9, 10 coaches. Now pretty much every team is very well prepared, and I think it really sets you up to face the same issues that you're going to face going forward in the National Hockey League.
Last question. Claude Jobuscucci, Global TV Winnipeg. You may have just answered the question, a couple of them. First, is there joy in Joyland today for yourself?
There's a lot of joy in Joyland, and we hope to bring some more to the whole community and the whole team. That's what we're looking for. Joy comes with winning, so that's what we want to try and make sure we understand.
And the second thing is, do you change as a coach going to the NHL from the AHL?
I don't know that you change. You do change. I mean, wouldn't say you change. You have to handle players a little bit differently at different levels. There's different factors in every level that you coach, and you have to be cognizant of what you're dealing with. And I think there's some things that your coaching style and the way you treat players and the values that are important to you and what you want to help them with are all the same. I'm a big communicator, a big teacher. And I really enjoy those things. I enjoy building a relationship with players. That's not going to change. And, you know, I think communication is a real key. It's different coaching in the National Hockey League than it is in the American League. And you have to recognize that. You have to know what it is that the differences are. And then you make, I wouldn't say adjustments, but you just got to make sure that you're on top of things.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming this morning. We are going to do some one-on-ones, and we're probably going to move those into the forestry room, which is where we were originally supposed to be. So if you want to make your way in an orderly fashion over to that room, we'll bring both Chevy and Claude over to that room. Thank you very much for coming, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.